Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Salutations, deep sea voyagers. Submerge with Can We Help You, where the absurd meets the profound. Dive in with me, Franco, Lord of the Luminous Plankton, accompanied by Sash, your abyssal guide, and Jax, the jellyfish whisperer. Picture us as your quirky submarine crew, navigating the mysterious waters of existence.
The jellyfish whisperer.
What was I? That's I didn't you. Hear it. The ambis.
You're Sash, your abyssal guide.
What's
you're
abyssal guide?
Abyssal guide? Abyssal guide. Like Barry Bissell?
She guides us through the abyss.
Abyssal. Abyss. I thought you said
right. Abyss.
Bissell.
Abyssal.
You're like Barry Bissell.
No. Do you know what that reminded me of? Sorry.
The abyss?
Just to talk about food for a second. Do you guys remember the bagel shop?
Nothing to do with
shop?
Food.
It does. Shut
voyages,
up.
But, okay,
the bagel shop near work where we used to work in Melbourne. Bissell B. Fuck, I miss them so much. I went and got a bagel at work the other day, same sort of deal, like a bacon and egg cheese hash brown sort of bagel for breakfast, and it was just not even a patch on Bissell B. And there's this guy that I follow on TikTok, and he's in Melbourne, and he always goes to Bissell B, and it makes me sad, and I want to go back to Melbourne.
I go back to Bissell B every time I'm in Melbourne, and I don't want to rub it in, but I'm pretty sure they've gotten better since we were living there. Yeah, like the food there is just incredible.
I absolutely like, I think bagels might be one of my favorite foods ever. And there is an amazing bagel shop just in Highland Park called Bell's Bagels. And it is like the most amazing thing in the
I'm
world.
I'm like literally dreaming about Bissell B right now. Like I would kill for a Bissell B bagel. Do you reckon they'd travel well? Franco, if you got me one and brought it back to Sydney.
I don't think
we need
so.
We need to catch up in person. To exchange jerseys.
We still need to exchange jerseys. I have thought about doing this with Sal's Pizza, because that used to be a pizza chain that was only in Melbourne, and I thought about bringing it back once, but I think, it's not going to be the same.
I was once on a plane from LA to Hawaii, and as we got on the plane, the man across from us, we took off, and he pulled out a bagel, and I was like, now that's a genius move. What a great thing to bring on a plane.
I have definitely done that before. Yeah, get a cream cheese bagel from the airport and then have that on the plane. That's a brilliant move.
Yeah. Great plane food. Why? Can I just quickly, can I just say, why to planes, right? Plane food, I hate plane food. I don't know what you guys think of plane food. Hate plane food. It's the worst food you can possibly have.
Don't love it.
No.
It's so bad. It's so just.
I disagree.
It's like cafeteria
food.
I get it, though. Like, you got to feed a plane full of people with a kitchen the size of a shoebox. Like it.
No, but okay.
It's not even a kitchen.
Yeah, but here's my question, right? Why do they have to go for like. All right, you're doing a cross ocean flight. You're going from LA to Australia. You're going from
transatlantic is the word for that.
Well, it could be transatlantic, could be transpacific, could be transcontinental.
Transcontinental, overseas. Yep, go ahead.
Overseas flight, long flight. And they do things like the dinner's like, oh, we've got a plane full of people. We're going to do like a spicy curry, or we're going to do like fish, smelly fish, or the breakfast is like smelly eggs. Right? Why do they do that? Why can't they? Why can't they put a Macca's in the sky?
There's an idea. That would be a lot of money for a lot of people. But
why can't I have chicken nuggets on the plane?
From what I have heard, your senses are lessened when you're in the air. So they make things that are intentionally spicier than they normally would be, or intentionally over-seasoned a little bit so that you can taste it
with your tummy. And you want to vomit everywhere because you're like, I just had this spicy curry.
Don't get the curry.
It stinks out the whole cabin.
Don't eat the curry.
Yeah, you've got options.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, spicy chicken curry, or the alternate is like a fish, smelly fish thing that's going to be smelly and sticky.
No, there's never two weird ones. There's always like, yeah, like a spicy curry, and then there's just like a bland, boring salad.
Like a vegetable lasagna or something. Yeah, like it's so plain. No. I'm a big fan of plain food, and I think the big part of it is the fact that you're going on holiday usually when you eat plain food, so you're excited. And I love how it comes in the little trays, and you've got like the little bread roll and the butter, and then the separate cup of fruit, and like, oh, I just love
it. Frozen bread
The little water cups you get where you peel the back and it's so cold
stinky.
Water.
It's clearly been just sitting there festering for about 8 hours.
It doesn't fester. They cook it and then they put it in warming.
You see them loading it onto the plane when you're getting on the plane.
You're crazy though, Jax. So you're saying that plane food is gross when you're talking up in terms of health and safety, and you're talking up Macca's made by pimply teenagers.
I'm not talking about health.
Yes,
health
you were. You said I'm just sitting saying. There festering for 8 hours, blah, blah, blah.
I can tell you, as someone who has worked at Macca's, festering is not a new concept. It's not exclusive to planes.
The deliciousness, like if I'm on a plane, I want fries. I want a Macca's burger. I want chicken nuggets. Like, I don't want a spicy curry.
I could not disagree with you more. Like that's such a bad take.
Also, how are you supposed to make chicken nuggets in the sky? They don't have food. They don't have cooking. You can't cook the food up there. It's got to be cooked.
Exactly. They could.
Do you want to pay more for
they wanted
theirs?
To.
No, they couldn't. No. How dangerous.
If
you
there
could
was
not
a
have
Macca's...
a shut up. You could not have a deep fryer on a plane. That is an extreme safety hazard.
You could have an air fryer on a plane.
If United or Delta or American Airlines came out and did Macca's on a plane, but you're paying extra, I would pay extra for the Macca's.
How would you
on a plane.
Get it? How would you
happily
get how?
Pay
it'd
extra.
Be they'd okay, make it so and then you, they'd put it in a warming tray and it would be disgusting. And
you take
the
out,
taste shut up,
no,
the taste would be way worse because it the taste on the ground isn't even that great. Imagine how bad it would be in the
air. Some of the business class. And then you pop in some cookers.
They're not kitchen. Taking out
no,
business
but
class.
Like there's going to be fire on a plane.
We'll
that's
take
a
out
bad
some
idea.
Economy then.
Jesus.
Oh God.
You're insane.
I mean,
I love plain food.
The other thing is they heat up everything. The whole idea of plain food is it has to be like pretty much microwavable. That's how they get heat into these.
Yeah,
foods.
That's why it's so disgusting.
What if they had Macca's, but the only option was like fillet of fish, where the bun is steamed.
I'd rather that than the shit they serve up in economy on plane food.
I got really excited the other day because I mentioned last week, I've been checking my flight every day just to make sure that nothing's changed because I'm scared it's going to change. And I saw a week out, so the other day, that they had the food menu ready to go so I could check out I'm going to be eating in the sky. Yeah, so it was like, here's...
Oh, that's new. I didn't know that was a thing.
What are you, flying business?
No, I'm flying economy. I wish I was flying business. I keep trying to find a way to get an upgrade and I just can't.
It's hard. It's hard for free, especially. It's impossible.
Oh, yeah.
I know a way. You can pay for it. That's how you do it.
Do you know how much it was going to cost? I checked how much it would cost to upgrade our seats to business, not to first, because first doesn't really exist anymore. $16,000 to fly business.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It's insane. That was for Shane and I for Sydney to Doha, Doha to London.
$8,000 each. Yeah, kind of makes a bit more sense. Yeah. Wow.
On top of $2,300.
Yeah, when I flew LA to London, I could select, like when you select your seat, I don't know if they do it because it's like, you can select a business class seat if you want, but you just got to pay the price. And it was like $2,500 per seat. And I thought that was expensive, but $8,000 per seat?
Yeah, it's insane. But yes, so I got to see the menu. Looks pretty good. I'm pretty excited. Do you know what I was saying to Shane the other day, though, was how much they feed you on long-haul flights, and it's too much food considering you're not moving for a whole 15 hours. You get, like, dinner when you get on the plane, which is going to be, like, 10 o'clock at night for us, so we would have already eaten dinner. Then you get, then they wake you up 4 hours later and go, here, have a pie, have a meat pie or a veggie pasty. Oh,
the pies are the worst too because they make you feel bad. Like I had a pie once on a plane and I was like, oh my God, pie. So and right at that moment, I was like, this is exactly what I want. And I was like, nom, 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 delicious. And then about 5 hours later, I was like, I shouldn't have had that.
Maybe this is part of the plan though. Like think about it. You've got a plane full of people on a big long haul flight. Your incentive is to just make everyone just want to sit down do anything. No.
But then everyone wants to vomit because they had to buy it.
Yeah, and they've got the bags right in front of them. Vomiting is not a problem. No, but if you want everyone to just like sit down and just like not do anything, then overfeed them.
I like when they bring around the Magnums, the ice creams. That's the best. And they bring around a little Magnum.
Yeah, that is nice.
I don't think I've had that on a flight. We get, I think the snacks on our flight was like chips, chocolate and popcorn, which was interesting.
I know it would probably cost a lot more, but I think they could really, like, overhaul flying. Like, maybe I'm just not rich enough to, like, maybe I need to fly private, but I feel like they need, like, a little workout area, a place where you can sort of wander around. I feel like they would just make flying so much. If you could just wander up and down a little bit more, you know, have a little place where you could maybe, I don't know, or maybe a little treadmill or something, you know? I reckon that would make things so much better.
On those flights, the what do they call them? The New Dawn or something like that, where they fly nonstop Perth to London. I think they have those, but maybe probably not for economy. Because you fly like, what is it, like 18 hours or something? It's insane.
It's a long time. You know, like the old 747s and the A380s, they're double deckers. Mm. Instead of having the top deck first class, I know it makes the airlines money, whatever. Make the top deck like recreation, like a little, you know, gym, little like bar area.
Gym would be very good.
That would be the best. Yeah. I'd pay more for that.
Yeah.
But there's so many people on a plane. How do you decide who goes to the gym and when? What? Maybe, yeah, like if you can see your food in advance, maybe you can get on the app and you can book your gym session or whatever.
You get like a little 20 minutes at a time or something.
In your back of seat.
Why don't we just turn planes into like a cruise ship and then no one really needs to go to their destination. Just get on the plane and that's your holiday.
I like that.
Yeah, flying has a lot of shortfalls. And it's really depressing when you look at how planes used to be before they turned into money spinners, where it was like two big seats for each section.
They're like
facing
each other, I mean, and you see
these
photos of like, people in business suits smoking cigarettes.
Oh, smoking in the sky. Not that I want to do that.
Yeah, smoking in the sky.
But it's pretty wild.
I will say that compared to like, you know, maybe the 90s when the seats were a little bit, I think, roomier, but you didn't have the seat back entertainment. You had one big screen at the front and you had to kind of crane your head around. I remember
And you didn't get a choice. You just watched whatever
you didn't get
was
a choice.
On.
I flew to the US in 1998, I think it was, and it was Spice World the whole time. And I was craning my neck around watching Spice World for, what's that, a 14-hour flight or something?
Oh,
I mean, great movie.
But. Great movie, but yeah, actually, the first time I flew international was when I went to Thailand and we didn't have back-of-seat entertainment. That was in 2008, maybe? We had the one screen. I have no idea what they were showing. But the pressure to – and you didn't have iPhones. You couldn't load up because I'm like downloading a bunch of stuff from my Netflix. Like I'm putting stuff on Stan. I've got an audiobook that I've downloaded, like all this stuff on my phone that I can
Kindle.
Use and watch. You didn't even have that. You had to read a book or do crosswords. Like that was it. That was the extent of it.
This blows my mind every time I think about it. But like especially if you got on a flight in the 80s, what you did and what you were expected to do is talk to people. Like as in you would meet the person that you sit next to. It's so different now. I don't know how I know this, but the lines at Disneyland or the lines pretty much everywhere, how they kind of zigzag around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Disneyland made those lines originally in the 50s with the idea that people, because they were facing each other, would talk to each other and then the wait would seem shorter.
I mean, that was short-sighted.
It's such a foreign concept to me that's how the world works.
It's funny because, Gen Z especially, now that they fly and they've got the big screens on the back of the seats, you know, they don't know how good they had it. I mean, even we're talking like mid-2000s, even when they brought in back-of-the-seat screens, it wasn't this, you know, touchscreen and on-demand entertainment. Yeah, it was there was a remote, corded remote that you had to click out and pull, and it was like each channel was like one long VCR, and it would just roll through over and over and over again. Yep.
I remember specifically watching. I think actually no, I was listening because they had the radio settings as well. For some reason, when I was a kid, like there was a time when I did a few flights, and I remember hearing the same Jerry Seinfeld stand-up comedy special again and again and again, and just listening to it every time.
Oh,
and
my
there wasn't
God.
This, you know, now you can get, now planes have like Bluetooth and you can Bluetooth your own headphones to the entertainment. None of that back then. You had to have the crappy ones they gave you with the two plugs so you couldn't plug your own in, double plug,
just you had to buy them.
And you had to sit there with your hands over your ears trying to hear what was going on.
Yeah, what fuck.
How things have changed.
Flying's still pretty bad, but I guess it's definitely gotten better in a lot of ways as well. Well,
best thing I ever did was buy an iPad. That's what you need on a flight.
Yeah.
Buy an iPad, you said.
Yeah, I've only got my phone.
Or a Kindle. I recommend Kindle. Or a Kindle? Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, Nintendo Switch
was
good too.
Anyway.
I did see something actually just quickly. It was like a connection that people are connecting to the back of their seat so that their Switch sits across like two seats. Oh, so nice. You and the person you're traveling with can like look up and play it. That looks pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Should we get to a question, guys?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Makes sense. That's why we're here.
Yeah, that is why we're here. And if you, dear listener, have a question, send it through at Can We Help You Podcast on socials, canwehelpyoupodcast.com, or canwehelpyoupodcast@gmail.com. Now, we often...
Lovely.
Every few months, I'd say at least, we get a question like this, and I always find it funny that people ask us this question because we're not good at what they're asking us for advice on. Mm-hmm. But I think we are smart people that can still lend a hand in this situation. So
I think it's our own fault. I mean, we do spend all day every day telling people to send us questions. We can't complain about the quality of question we get.
No, the quality is great.
We take all questions.
You mean the type of question. We're a podcast that claims that we can answer questions. I think that we should give it a shot.
We will give it a shot.
We should add, we are not professionals. None of this advice is professional advice and should be taken with a grain of salt, whatever else.
Unless it's about videography, then I got you covered.
Okay.
All right. Ronnie writes.
We're professionals in some things.
Ronnie writes, I need help making friends. I'm ridiculously shy and like to keep to myself. But I could really do with some friends. I'm a 30-year-old.
Go on a plane or stand in a queue at Disneyland.
In the 50s.
I'm a 30-year-old disabled woman living in a nursing home in, oh, God, I'm going to butcher this, Borehamwood, UK. Borehamwood.
Borehamwood?
B-O-R-E-H-A-M-W-O-O-D. They live in the UK.
Borehamwood. I don't know where that is.
Any tips on making friends would be awesome. Thank you, love, Ronnie. Thank you, Ronnie, for your question. The reason I laugh is because we all talk about how we're not great at making friends, but I think I have some advice for you in this situation. So it sounds like...
Oh.
It, what?
Can I just say Borehamwood actually looks quite quaint and lovely. Borehamwood. Oh. Is a town in southern Hertfordshire, 12 miles from Charing Cross. Borehamwood has a population of about 36,000 and is
lovely.
Within the London commuter belt. The town's film and TV studios, commonly known as Elstree Studios. Oh, sounds lovely.
There you go. What a lovely place you live, Ronnie. It sounds like you're
near New Barnet.
Can I please?
He's going to do
not far from Watford. Hey, I've been to London, so I know where this is.
He knows everything about London now.
Ask. Can I please give some advice now? Are you done?
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't think he is, but please, yeah, carry on.
Otherwise, I'm just going to sit here and you can give the first round of advice and I'll wait.
No, you go. You go.
Okay.
No, he's okay. Just going to keep naming places.
No, he's not. Ronnie, it sounds like you're in a bit of a difficult position to make friends, particularly if you're living in a nursing home, which must be really fucking shit as someone who is 30 years old. So I hope you're doing okay. I think the best way, it's so easy to make internet friends these days. All you need to do is find a topic or a show or a hobby, something that you like and that you're passionate about, and find a forum on Reddit or find a message board on the internet. And you will make friends so freaking easily, it's not funny. And then that way, if
I think
you know,
key is that you need to find something like ultra specific that there is like a community of people around.
Mm-mm. So I don't know, what's an example? But even if it's just a TV show, right? Like there are people.
It could be Harry Potter or.
Yeah, there are people like on the Survivor subreddit who are fucking insane. And they would absolutely make friends on that forum. They all like know each other. Like, oh, nice to see you checking in again, RedBuff94. How was your dog? Like people know each other on those things if they're active in the community and they see people, as in when I say see people, I mean see their username typing up a comment, da-da-da. That's the easiest way. And you'd make good friends because you know you have something in common and that is whatever your hobby is.
Yeah, games are good for that too, actually. Like online gaming can be good for that. I mean, you've got to be careful. You don't end up being good.
You could get yelled at by many 12-year-olds. I mean, gamers aren't known to be the nicest people to strangers.
Yeah, you don't want to be in a room with a 14-year-old saying, oh, you know, whatever they do. But gaming can be good for that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I actually like the idea of the online thing. I mean, obviously there's – I mean, you're in a nursing home, which in a way complicates things, but I think at the same time, depending on – I mean, who you want to make friends with. I mean, those places don't have a lot of activities. I mean, you might be able to make friends with people who are there. I mean, they might be a bit older than you, but that's okay. You might enjoy that. They might enjoy that. There's probably lots of activities that go on at the nursing home. I know that nursing home – well, I hear that nursing homes have the highest rate of sexually transmitted infections. So, I mean, that might be the side of the nursing home you want to explore.
Yeah, why not?
Weird thing to bring up.
An older man or woman? Why not? Bit of fun?
Yeah.
Ronnie, I obviously don't know how severe your disability is and what that means for you and what you can kind of get out and do, but it's not like you're a prisoner. You can absolutely get out. Is there like a
– and
like – can you let me fucking finish for once? You're always jumping over the top of me. Let me finish my thoughts. Hard enough we're on a delay. Shut the fuck up and let me finish my sentence and then you speak.
Let her talk.
Okay.
Let her speak. Hashtag. Now I fucking forgot what I was going to say. No, I don't. I remembered. A book club is another way which you could actually get out and do it in person. I'm sure there's a bunch of activities. I don't know if sport might be difficult for you, but I'm sure there's plenty of other things. Book clubs, like wine and sip, like painting classes and things like that where you're going to be able to meet like-minded people, get out of the nursing home, get out of under the hairs of Beryl and Cheryl and see people your own age because I'm sure that would be good. Jax, you may now speak.
Or you might be able to bring people to the nursing home. Maybe you could do like a, what do they call it, like a
life drawing.
Painting class, you know? Drawing, you know?
Yeah.
Lovely. And
that's
you know what?
Idea.
You're not that far from central London. So plenty of opportunity to have people come to you or you know, potentially go somewhere else.
You're not that far from
I'm glad he knows that.
Yeah, I'm glad too.
Yeah, no, and I really like the idea of book clubs and kind of clubs around anything like that. Like especially online, you can find TV show clubs. You can find like if you want to play a video game with a bunch of people, you can find a group of people that have similar interests to you and then play games with them. And they don't necessarily need to be, you know, 14-year-olds on Fortnite.
Start a podcast.
There you go. Pop up a little internet thread and see who else wants to start a podcast. And
I would love to hear about life in the nursing home, Ronnie.
Write a blog.
Love to hear about that.
I know that's a bit old school.
Oh, yeah, a little blog.
Blogs are still a thing. Or a vlog.
Start a TikTok. Nice.
Yeah, TikTok would be fascinating. People would absolutely tune in. And that's another way where you get people commenting and then you can make friends that way. There's so many ways you can reach out to people.
I'm in Boreham Wood. I'm near London, you know. Anyone want to come out this way? There's some ideas, Ronnie. Let us know how you go.
Yeah,
maybe you can come on the potty and we can find out about what life is like in the Boreham Wood nursing home.
Boreham Wood.
My personal idea, and this might work for some people, it might not work for others, but look for any local uni snow trips. and just make some friends on the bus.
No, don't listen to Franco. Franco
don't
is a
do
liar.
That.
Actually, I've changed it given what we were talking about before. So, cabin crew, prepare for landing. We've reached the end of this episode of Can We Help You? If you enjoyed our flight today, join our frequent listeners club on socials at Can We Help You Podcast. Nice. Should you have any in-flight feedback, comments, or questions, our cabin doors are always open online. For an extended layover with us, touch down at canwehelpyoupodcast.com. Until we take off together again, travel safely and keep your minds soaring.
Oh, that was beautiful. I loved that.
Thank you. I wrote it myself.
If we're doing airline themed, does that mean we get to do one of those fun, like, round the world videos that they do for the security video on an airline? Can we do one of them?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know when you go in the security video.
You mean like the safety
video? Are you talking about like the safety video?
The safety video, and they go around the world and they're like, oh, this is where we fly, and it's like this multi-million dollar production of them to talk about how to get the life jackets out and then put
talking about, like, you know, like smoking on planes and the whole 80s thing. I really like the Qantas video, like the Qantas safety video, because it's kind of like it takes you through their history and it's like, here's where we started in the 50s, and it's like it's got a plane from the 50s and how everyone dressed and it kind of goes through the ages. Love that.
That's kind of nice.
Now that Alan Joyce is out at Qantas, the new CEO probably doesn't like, maybe we could hook up with Qantas and do our own version of that video.
Do you think they just picked someone off the street as their new CEO?
Like, no, but I'm just saying, like, maybe they don't know. Alan Joyce maybe knows a bit more about whether we're famous or not because he's been there a bit longer.
You think it was personally Alan Joyce who was stopping us from becoming, ambassadors for Qantas, from getting free flights?
He might have been.
This wasn't something we were necessarily trying.
Vanessa Hudson is the new CEO and she was the personal mentee of Alan Joyce. So if Alan didn't want us, Vanessa's not going to want us.
She's been working there for about 30 years as well. So,
hey, g'day, Vanessa.
Yeah, g'day, Vanessa, if you're listening.
We'll hopefully do one of those videos for you. Anyway.
Let's get out of here.
All right. See you soon.
See you next week. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.